Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Carol Francis Talk Radio Show. Let's make life happen together with authors, scientists, researchers, both inside the box and outside the box of understanding so that you can live a life full of your success, curiosity, enjoyment, happiness, and richness of life in every respect. Let's go beyond our limits. Let's help others go beyond their limits as well. Welcome.
Hi, this is Dr. Carol Francis dealing with technology. And how it doesn't always work. We're trying to reach our absolutely wonderful guest here with the hopes of being able to get him to talk to you about how you can excel at the things in your life you really want to master instead of always wishing or hoping or feeling disappointed. And Dragos Bratisanu is like a excellence. It's an engineer excellence, human excellence. And I want you to speak with him, to talk to him, to listen to him, so that you can once again get back on your feet and be inspired to move forward. But here's the difficulty. For some reason, the switchboard's not working, so I can't get his phone number. So I'm asking him to give us a call, or actually better, to give us a phone number that I can try to reach him at, because usually they call in. And until we have that happening where I can actually get a phone number where I can reach him and see if the switchboard will work and technology will come around to our way of thinking, we are a little bit stuck here. I'm going to keep introducing him, though, with the hopes that this is going to inspire you to truly think forward about the life you plan on living as a magical individual. This is the day in the United States where Hillary Clinton is on her first day of campaigning for president. Second go around to be president of 2016 to, wow, can you imagine, 2020. We're moving right along. And the thought the United States would finally have a woman president is well overdue for a society that has always been a proponent for equal rights, equal pay. Well, we have a long way to go in our evolution of human beings and our society, and hopefully this will be a step in the right direction. But how about your own personal step? Well, I'm hoping that we can get Dragos Bratisanu to actually give us a phone number where we can reach him so that I can actually call him so he can talk to you, as our switchboard is not allowing us to do that. Very oddly. I'm sitting here frustration trying to work it all out while I talk to you. But we're going to charge forward, and if we can't record the conversation now, we will record the conversation at another time, because this has been interviewed him before, and he has taken the people that he has met and coalesced them together into a wonderful course that you can take, so every day you can turn on your internet or turn on your connection to his course and be inspired. Know the tools that are going to move you forward in your long or short efforts that go into you being accomplished the way you want to be accomplished. Yes, it takes time, it takes effort, but individuals have rounded out the experience of success and looked at it from all sorts of different directions, including their own successful lives, and determine that these are equations that you can implement that will actually move you forward to your own progression, your own evolution. So let's see. Okay, he can hear me, but I can't get him online. Dragos Bratisanu, I see you, but I need to have a phone number to call you because our switchboard is down. So if there's a way you can do that online or some sort of configuration, let's see if we can make that happen. My number here is 66-414-3510, but for some reason, none of the phone numbers are showing up. Okay, so, Dr. Sana, if we need to do this interview at another time, we will, but do you want to go ahead and just write down the things you want to say, and I will read them off, or if you can give me a phone number, even if it's your internet connection, I will give it a try and see if we can actually get that going here. All right, folks. In the effort of understanding the people who've interviewed, one of the individuals that really fascinated me is Greg Braden. Greg Braden is a scientist by training and by profession. But regardless of that particular thing, he decided he was going to go and follow the pursuit of human spirituality as it is pertinent to the advancement of the human race. That to engage in the science that was all about the destruction and competition associated to war and combat was just not copacetic with the way he looked at the world. Braden wanted to take his scientific knowledge, his understanding of the way the earth has evolved and the human beings on it, and also integrate it with a spiritual understanding of the powers we have inside ourselves to move forward successfully, both with the efforts of our spiritual being and the efforts of our physical being intertwined. And Dr. Greg Braden is only one individual that Dragos has interviewed that's part of his amazing course that will inspire and direct and inform you. Now, how in the world do we get him on here so you can listen? I am up a creek. I think that the company that runs these radio stations must be offline because I cannot get my switchboard to work. Again, if there's a phone number that I can be given, I will try to reach out to you, Dr. Bratisano, and that would be the next best way we could go if I can get a phone number that I can connect to you on, even if it's an internet phone number, that would be fabulous. Some sort of way to reach out to you. Here's an interesting reality. Talking to children who don't have a clue what a VHS is or a VCR is because they're so intertwined in the automatic internet service that they get by way of their cable or their Wi-Fi, etc. And children don't even know what the technology was just 5 years ago. And you consider that this is actually the anniversary of YouTube. We've only had it for 10 years. And that's amazing because it's absolutely changed the way we communicate to each other, the way we create information about ourselves, the way we inspire each other. I have so many YouTubes that are all about the way you can change your life and upgrade the quality of your existence. And they're all freely accessible for individuals that have internet. And internet is widely accessible. And obviously you're here on internet listening to this as well. So Dragos Bratisano actually uses the same technology in his coursework so that you can sit down in front of your computer and listen to amazing interviews that actually delineate the energy, the effort, the personality, the mindset, the magic, the secrets of intentionality and manifestation, prayer, and move beyond to the practicalities of keeping your day organized, your mindset focused, your energies direct, your disappointments and demotivators intact, but not sabotaging your success. So I want you to be able to talk to Dragos, because he has a wealth of information that once you embody it yourself and then find your own way of being your most excellent self, that you will actually wonderfully be able to move forward. And that's the exciting part of it. This is all doable. I mean, you can live in the power of your depression, your disappointment, or your feeling inadequate, or, oh, gee, I can't, or that's too bad, I didn't. Or you can decide that today is the day that you turn it all around. So, for example, let's say that today you weigh 250 pounds and your body fat is 40%. Okay, then take that day and turn it into 249 1/4 for tomorrow and make the body percentage of your fat down just 0.25%. You see that is progress in the direction of making yourself healthier and stronger, as opposed to being depressed that you are where you're at and uncomfortable where you're at or unhealthy where you're at, and determining that there's enough health, there's enough in you to turn it around a little bit in the right direction. Do you know that it takes a lot more energy and effort for a big ship to turn around than it does for that ship to keep going straight on the same trajectory? So if you're going on that same trajectory forward that you don't want to be having, you don't want 251 pounds and 41% body fat. You want 249 3/4 pounds and 1/4 pound of body fat off. I mean, it would be so marvelous for you to experience it. Yeah, turning the ship around off the trajectory toward not getting where you want to go is hard work, effortful, although there are techniques and tools, attitudes that you can embrace that can help you turn your vehicle around so you can actually get on a different trajectory, the trajectory that makes you next recognize, I'm this excellent human being. I'm this person going to make an impact the way I want to make an impact on me and others, or on an industry, or on a particular product. It's me. And yes, it may be you, a whole lot of effort, a whole lot of time, a whole lot of sweat, a whole lot of wonderment if you can do it, maybe even a whole lot of time educating yourself as to how. But it's turning your ship around so that you don't keep going down the path that's not going to get you anywhere. This weekend, my family watched the Interstellar movie. Oh, we could talk about all sorts of different dimensions of it, the science behind it, the myth behind it, the ridiculousness behind it, the amazing aspects behind it. But the point of what I got out of Interstellar that has carried me through forward is don't be not proud. Don't go into death and just yield and surrender, because death's going to come inevitably. But you might as well walk and move and create and be excellent, and make progression all the way up to the wall that slams you down to death. Why not? So that you can't even look at death, which is the inevitability of all of us, and I absolutely do believe that there's life after death and so many different experiences that I've had and those around me that have had. But regardless, it's still the end of this existence and the end of your opportunity to make a difference. Make a difference because you want to. Make a difference because you need to. Make a difference because others need you to. Hillary Clinton, for example, said, you know, we all need a champion. And I want to be one of those champions for the people. It's quite clear to me that she would just love to retire, settle down as a grandmother, enjoy her next family, be 67 plus years old, and not have to go through the effort of regrouping for a very, very rigorous future, both in this ugly battle that's going to ensue in the U.S. Oh, my goodness, the politicians are ridiculously ugly. Not only that, but she, if she is elected, she's going to have a grueling 4 years, hopefully at the very least, but this grueling 4 years moving this country and making it turn around even more in terms of healthcare, in terms of attitude towards loving relationships, in terms of attitude towards education and healthcare, in terms of attitude about war, what's going abroad, and how we help civil strife and complications and ISIS battle and terrorism and things that horrify us or make us so crippled. She's got quite an amazing series of years ahead of her. But we do need a champion. And we also need to be the champion in the lives of those people around us as well. Every day we influence those that we walk in the path of. And if we walk grumpy, depressed, angry, cynical, antagonistic, chances are we are going to create something that definitely does not have much merit and definitely does not contribute to the well-being of positively evolving each other forward. It's a fascinating experiment with water, but recently I saw that it was an experiment. We're all going to do this. You're going to cut an apple in half. You're going to preserve one apple in one mason jar and one half the apple in the other mason jar. You're going to separate them by a room or distance. And one of them is going to have loving words written on the jar, and the other one's going to have hateful words written on the jar. You can go one step farther. That experiment, by the way, of writing these words on the jar was done by Dr. Moto, I believe, who did it with water and could analyze the crystals and the impact those words had. Here you can do it with an apple, but you can see it. And you go to that apple, let's say for 10 to 20 days, and you say positive things to that apple. And then you go to the other apple with the negative words written on the jar, and you say horrible things to that apple. Now, take them both out, hold them side by side, and see which one has retained some integrity of being an apple and which one has become more moldy, rotten, disgusting, degraded. And now think about that poor little apple that we think is not in touch with human energies and attitudes. And there it is. It's in touch. Everything is in touch with your attitude. Everything is in touch with the way you approach them, the way you approach yourself. We are vehicles of health, and we can either do it for good or bad. And there's probably really no neutral territory. Give them the sound, can I hang here? Maybe to rest, but rest is positive. Maybe to regroup, that's positive too. Maybe just take stock and just find out where your resources and energies are. Maybe to heal. That's positive too. But if you're just sitting there dormant and doing nothing, you will begin to feel the pull of depression and the feeling of lack of success creeping in and crawling in just like that rotten apple. And you will feel your own spirit kind of becoming rotten. Even though that isn't maybe what you want. But if you don't take charge of even the next second, even in the smallest of ways, whatever level of energy or attitude or positivism you can actually execute on your own behalf, if you don't see that little morsel of positive processing, then you've lost out of an opportunity to help your apple, positive apple, be full of the integrity of its strengths, of keeping itself healthy, of keeping you healthy. Well, I've talked about body, but, you know, the same thing can apply to you earning the next dollar. How many people sit there and say, oh, where am I going to get the money? And then they turn on the TV. Excuse me? I'm sorry. I'm a little bit confused. Well, I'm an individual who needs money become passive on their own behalf. Because it's when you get out there and you do whatever you can to earn the money that you say you need that you begin to turn the ship around and actually be able to accumulate the experience of being able to earn money. Oh, I so wish I could get Dragos Bratislava to share all of the ways he's turned his ship around from being very depressed and being very proactive, of feeling like he couldn't accomplish something that seemed bigger than himself. And then now he's accomplishing something that is bigger than himself because he is part of a big collective of being able to create a message that people could harness and love in his movie, which we will hopefully talk about. I'm trying to see if I can get him online again, see if I can find some way to call him, see a way to get the studio to start working. You know, we're just in a standstill in life, and how can I get this turned on? I am not in control of the website that we work through. Oh, how frustrating is that? But at the same time, do you notice? And I'm trying to give you the information that I wish that Dragos Bratislava would be able to give in his own version and his own form. Okay, I have a number here I'm able to see. Let's give it a call. Let's see if it works. Okay. Keep your fingers crossed, folks. Of course, you're going to know about this before I do because you're going to see whether or not it works with the conversation, folks. Okay, we're going to dial and see if we can get him on. Well, Dragos, I'm trying. I'm dialing it, trying to see if it will respond. I'm going to pull up some of the documents that he's provided wonderfully for you, and it is on the face of this program. You'll be able to see the information that he's included in his movie. And his movie, it's kind of like a documentary. You listen to it over and over again. It creeps inside you and gives you a sense of optimism, determination that you're going to be one of these individuals that is going to be amazing. Oh, and guess what? The name of it is The Amazing You Film and Workshop. Let's see if I've been able to get the phone number through. I'm dialing it again. Oh, my goodness, this is just, the website is definitely not working right now. The Amazing You Film and Workshop by Dragos Bratislava is an experience of people who have this kind of brilliant, positive energy, and then a mix of individuals that are these tough people who stand by and work hard and make amazing projects actually function. I mentioned Greg Braden, but there's the Grammy Award-winning musician, Stephen Bay. There's people from NASA, Dr. Charles Pellerin, Professor Scott Hubbard from Stanford University, who worked on the NASA Mars program. Can you imagine what's going on with getting people on Mars? We could go on. Howard Martin, whom I actually have connection with, I'm vice president of Heartmath, who's understanding the power of our ability to synchronize ourselves with our own strength, our own heart, our own confluence, the harmony of living and the optimization of us living in harmony with our body by way of the vibration of our heart. And then other people have taken that so much farther to understand the spiritual power inside of us by way of our heart, our mind, And as you know, I'm even very, very big on us understanding our astral body, being able to travel outside of our bodies and having impacts on others by remote viewing and remote healing. But that's another topic altogether. The Amazing You is a movie that you can actually access at theamazingyou.com and find out more information. It's an easy download. It's a very delightful movie. You can watch it over and over again, and people show it in schools or at corporate meetings, places where they need to inspire individuals. Here's a quote from Dr. Drago. When you commit yourself to the highest vision of who you are and start working, unseen forces come to help you. And your apparently naive hopes turn into your most amazing reality. I learn this every day, again and again. Now, having spoken with him before on previous interviews, Dr. Bratasanu really does embody the experience of what it means to shift out of feeling depressed into you just have to take the bull by the horn and go forward. Even if you take that bull by the horn and it doesn't want to turn with you, you just keep doing it and doing it until finally, things begin to kind of move in that direction. It takes tenacity sometimes. Tenacity without seeing results and tenacity with minuscule results. It says here that Steve Vai, a Grammy Award-winning musician, quote, Drago, you're one of the few that are at the forefront of the vital movement that inspires a shift in our consciousness so that we can evolve into more beautiful us. I love your story. It's inspirational. So this man that should be talking to you right now about these wonderful ideas, but I cannot get on the phone because of technology's glitches, has something to offer you, and he has a spectacular course that you can purchase at a very reasonable price. And I think there's actually a way to access it. Otherwise, I was hoping to be able to bring him in to be able to discuss with you. I'm trying to see if there's a way. Oh, the amazingyoutour.com is happening now. It's used in the United States. And I'm looking at that website, amazingyoutour.com. And there you can get the information you need in terms of having him come and speak with you, which I was hoping you could as well as being able to take a look at how you can access this course for yourself on the Internet. I'm going to take a moment, and I'm going to tune into a presentation that he gave us, and let's listen in.
Hi, everyone. Drago Shia, the founder of The Amazing University and the mind behind The Amazing Youth movie. You know, for the last 7 years, I've been traveling the world from Antarctica to the North Pole, from NASA and space facilities in the desert of the U.S., across the ocean into Australia and deep into the heart of New Zealand, from remote monasteries in Russia to Buddhist temples in Asia and deep into the mystical forests of Transylvania to find out the answers to these questions. What really drives us as human beings to search for and follow our most cherished and heartfelt desires? How do we find and live our purpose? And how do we transform that wonderful feeling of fulfillment, that wonderful feeling that we carry within our hearts into reality, into a tangible benefit for the world, into a product, and into a business? The Amazing You movie offers the answers to these questions. And this information has been used for over 30 years by NASA's most renowned leaders, including the father of Hubble Space Telescope, which is the holy grail of space exploration, by award-winning entrepreneurs who changed the social and educational paradigms with their business solving, by New York Times best-selling authors and rock stars. And this information enables them and empowers them to live authentically and to reach unimaginable levels of success in their lives. And now this wisdom, this very same wisdom, will be in your hands. After a huge success in Europe with sold-out events and hundreds of inspired and empowered people, the Amazing You U.S. Tour begins in Sedona, Arizona, with two of my dearest mentors and role models, Greg Braden and Dr. Joe Dispenza. Very soon afterwards, I will be traveling to cities and provinces near you. During the Amazing You Live event, you will find out how brilliant people live their purpose, how they achieve incredible results, and how you can too. You will also learn why the Amazing You has been publicly demanded by the audiences, just like you, to be included in schools, universities, and high schools all around the world. and you'll find out why this information can actually change the future generations. Because this movie exists, many of us will never again have a broken heart because our dreams only seem to be out of reach. I'm looking forward to meeting you at the Amazing You live shows. But until then, please leave a comment and tell me what is your most cherished dream and heartfelt desire. And if you have any questions about transforming it into reality, because I would really love to help you with that. Until then, wish you all the very best and see you at the Amazing You live show.
And there is your personal invitation that you can actually see for yourself at AmazingYouTour.com. Well, Dragos, I know that you've been listening to part of this and without us having any actual connection other than the fact that we have tried. Oh, gee, if we tried. And without the success we would have liked. And that sometimes is the way life is. We try. I'm going to see if I can get him actually on the computer, which might actually create an echo. I don't know if it's a great idea, but we're going to give it a go and see if we can actually reach out that way as well. We're going to try and not give up. This is a metaphor for life, folks. You know how many times I've actually tried something and, oh, my goodness, it just didn't go the way I needed or wanted it to go. So you look for another way to do it because ultimately you have to have the goal. If there is something that you want in your life, whether it's a better body, whether it's smarter, whether it's an education, more finances, being able to make a difference in the world around you, whether it's just with your children or a better marriage, you do have to keep trying. All sorts of different formulas. You have to be honest with yourself that perhaps what you have been working on is not successful and you're going to have to change what you're doing. I'm going to try to reach him through my computer. Let's see if we can get some sort of connection here. You hear it ringing just like I do.
Hello.
Oh, Dragos Bratasanu, we can hear you maybe off of my computer, although it might echo. But I want the listeners to hear you for some period of time so that you can tell them about how they can get in touch with you, go on the Amazing You tour with you or join you at some sites, and also be able to hear a bit about the messages that you're learning, both from the participants as well as those instructors that you've recruited. So welcome, everybody. We have a voice from Dr. Bratasanu. And it's going to be awkward, but we're going to do our best. Okay, Dr. Bratasanu, give us some information.
Hi, Carol. It's so great to be here with you again. And thank you for the patient technology. I don't know what happened, to be honest.
The website went down. It's crashed completely. It's at headquarters in London. I can't do anything with it.
I can't hear anything you're saying.
Okay, keep going. Go ahead and tell us about your tour and where people can meet you and what you've been learning.
Oh, about the tour. So I'm just going to guess that you are hearing me because I can't hear you. I'm right now in the mountains of New Mexico where the Amazing You tour has finally landed. We have been to Arizona, California, Mexico, and Colorado. So we are in the region outside. The Amazing You has a long story because I began the Amazing You many years ago when I was a student and I was reading all the books I was finding in terms of self-help and spirituality, ancient wisdom. And I wanted to find a way to share with my best friends a message that will not be distorted by marketing umbrellas, by sales strategies, by everything. So I just wanted to find of the best minds in the world, the best minds who have accomplished amazing things like putting robots on Mars, like building Hubble Space Telescope, like dating the Angry Birds friends, or like for even being rock stars or award-winning entrepreneurs. How do they accomplish what they have accomplished? What allows them to spend decades on their journey, to transform their values, their passions, reality. So this is what the Amazing You is all about. It's about empowering people in a reality-focused and purpose-driven way to discover their values, their inner world, and transform those inner worlds into reality through specific behaviors. Because all of us have our inner world, you know, what our passions are, what we look for. And also, on the outside, we have with that social context. We live, there's one city born in Silicon Valley, there's another city born in the mountains of Nepal or Tibet, there's one city born in Africa or Russia. Or... So, what the amazing you is teaching is, so how do you find, what are the questions that you have to ask in order to find your values, find your purpose, and also it gives the way to transform those nice feelings, the intelligence of your heart, to reality. And most people, unfortunately, like even my parents and people who are, have gone through life, you know, just following the procedure, like, you know, going for a job that maybe they didn't want, but was a safe way to be in life. Later, they ask the question, you know, is my life the way I want it to be? You know, where am I in this world? Am I really happy about my choices? And I think the saddest question one can ask is, if I have regrets about my life, like, if I do have regrets, how can I stop from now on accumulate more and more regrets? What is the thing that I have changed in my life to live more fulfilled and live inside my regrets? And most of the time, all of us have answers to this question. So what can I do to be more fulfilled? What I value? But sometimes we don't know the answer to the other question. You know, how do I transform this reality? So this is not the question to ask. First of all, you have to discover what you value by asking the question that I just mentioned. And then transforming feeling by continuous learning, by continuous studying, and by putting the effort and the research, transform the inside to something on the outside. Also, you can make it sustainable, like a business or a product or something, share with the others. This is so powerful because why it works is because what you love sharing on the inside, you want to spend time working on it, the more time you work on it, the more time you enjoy it, the better the product you get, and what you most value, and what you love to do, you love to share with others. And in that sharing with others, you are being rewarded time and time again by the social environment, by people who buy your product, enjoy your service, and so on. But that's what the journey is all about.
Thank you so much, Drago Francesano. Can you give us some hints or some clues as to what these amazing qualities are that people can start exercising today in their life? You can hear us. I'm going to write it out for you. You know, I'm going to send it to you and compose an email, but what are some of the qualities of these individuals that you see, of their personality, qualities of human beings? Yeah, can you understand?
Only just a few words. I can't make the question.
Okay. I'm going to send you an email. We're going to do this by email, I tell you. Some of the people that I know, you're saying very, very clearly that it's their ability to continue the battle, to continue to work, to study, to put the effort in, to focus. And it's that continuation that they have to persevere on. So, Dragos, what else would you say about the people you have interviewed?
Oh, I can't hear anything. I'm sorry. I know you spoke for about 2 minutes, and I only heard the word people, but that's all.
The people you interviewed, what are the qualities of their excellence? The human traits. He cannot hear us.
Oh, they're just having a really crazy quality down just for a moment.
So that you, as listeners, don't have to keep listening to the static that is coming from the effort we are trying to connect. So, Dragos, I have sent you an email asking you very definitely, what are the different qualities of these excellent people who have excelled in life? What are their qualities? What are they like as human beings? What do you experience when you talk to them or you interface with them or when they are your mentor? Let's see if you understood that.
Oh, I think I got the question now.
Okay.
So, some of the qualities and actually what I've learned about, you know, being mentored by the leader of the team of Hubble Space Telescope, by the leader of the team to send robots to Mars, by rock stars, all of them have found a way to live their life on purpose, not focus on the financial rewards, and also they never focus on those. All of them have a connection to what they value, to their heart. Even though at the heart level, so even though they live at the heart level, they also are extremely focused on what they are about. So they have a connection with their values. Some of them have enjoyed finding life in the universe. You know, they were nine or 10 years old. They kept following that ideal. Built rockets when they were young, and they went to school and decided about that. Then they want to, you know, maybe be test pilots to various aircraft, and then they became astronauts. So it's a long process. They all focus on doing what they value. Don't set up goals. I mean, goal setting is just a superficial part of the entire process. But if you have those, you'll only be happy and fulfilled when you reach them if you don't have a connection to purpose. So if a goal is, for example, it takes 5 years to reach, if there's no connection to purpose, but no connection to getting what you create with that, will probably stay unhappy for 5 years and you find the steps that will fulfill the test. After it's done, we'll just hit one and start all over again. So, the amazing news here is the story of the first female astronaut commander of the station. She saw him to be the astronaut. Say, wow, that's so cool. I want to go to space and I will be older. So it began when she was a kid and she kept following that idea. She did the hard work for decades, but she was not able to become a test pilot in the Air Force, buy all kinds of airplanes, and then to apply to the astronaut corps, to do all the sacrifices with that attraction. So she kept following that ideal. She put the hard work step by step. She never questioned, you know, am I willing, am I able, or am I worthy, or this is the wrong kind of question to ask. That question that you can ask, have a long vision for your life, is am I willing to dedicate my life? Am I willing to do the research that will take me to my goals? Am I willing to put the effort and to invest my resources, time, energy, effort, finding out the way that will take me there? So, I mean, all of us are worthy of, you know, of being inspired spirits because we are human beings. We are here happy and in their life. But some of us are willing to pay the price and do the research, spend nights working, so we invest the resources. When I came to the U.S. for my support campaign tour, I spent all my life saving it to be here and do this tour and be able to share with the U.S. my message. Sometimes it takes a lot of sacrifice, but it's really worth doing that.
Dr. Bhattasanu is speaking to you. We're crippled by the technology and what we're functioning with. But do you hear the passion in his voice that whatever it takes for him to share this information, even at personal sacrifice, he's excited about it because this makes a difference in people's lives. You know, just a little bit about future presentations that you can attend to. For example, this Friday in Santa Fe, New Mexico, Boulder, Colorado the following Friday, and then on Sunday, Fort Collins, Colorado, May 1st and May 2nd, and Denver, Colorado, May 8th and May 9th. These are event tickets that you can actually go to. See in person, not only the movie, but understand the different aspects of what you can bring into your life to make things successful. So, for example, you will learn how to skyrocket your creativity and innovations powered by triggering the fundamental parameters unconsciously avoided by most people. Secondly, you'll discover the social forces and the subconscious enigmas that unconsciously drive your success, such as social context, social proof, and normalization of deviance. That's so interesting. Thirdly, learn how to transcend the fear of failure through rational, logical, and critical thinking. Next, apply the single behavior that allows you to see solutions to apparently unsolvable problems. Oh my gosh, that's a magic key in a very locked door. And next, apply the most important leadership concepts to immediately trigger a chain of flow, persistence, and incredible result shifting from being into doing. This is a workshop that contains over 30 years of leadership experience from all sorts of different resources. People who have found how their success may apply to you becoming successful as well. This is all on theamazingyoutour.com, which Dr. Dragos Bratisano has brought to us in the United States from Romania, from all over the world, of his research into understanding how life works when you're in the successful lane. This is a movie, Your Amazing Self, Your Amazing You, has been nominated in top 10 movies that can change the world. It has received Global Film Award for Excellence, and it is transforming lives both in schools and at corporate level, and can transform your own personal life. I wish we could speak, Dragos, and I hear that you're still online there. Dragos, is there anything else you'd like to say as we close this very awkward program? What else would you like to say?
No, I just want to thank you for, I know the interview was a bit difficult. I don't know why it happened, but I want to say thank you to the audience. And also, if you want, send me some questions via email so I can answer, because I wasn't able to answer in this interview. Just write me on my website. My website is theamazinghobby.com. Just write there. You have my email there, so I promise I will answer all the questions that you send. I wasn't able to answer in this interview.
Beautiful. Okay, Draga.
If you are in Santa Fe, I will have an event next Friday with Greg Grayson and Mark Arrive. He will come to explain together with me, and wife will stay maybe half an hour of music for us. So I hope you all actually this Friday. You want to come?
Well, if I could fly in to see Greg Grayson on that short notice, I would absolutely love to do it. Who knows? Maybe I will. Thank you so much, Dragos. We'll talk to you down the road, okay? Okay, thank you. Oh, no, he's the most gracious individual, even under this awkwardness of being able to get his message across. And we're just going to honor that he has a passion and that you have a passion too. The workshops are there available for you. I tell you that if I could catch a plane to Santa Fe, and I would think I would do it. In fact, I'm going to take a look and see if I can. Because to see this, to meet these people, to be inspired by individuals who live their life on the top of their efforts and on the top of their game, which is absolutely no reason why you should be anywhere else. This is called a purpose-driven life, a results-focused life. But even deeper than this, you hear that when Bratisana says to you, it's not just that you're looking at the goal, because the goal can make you depressed when it feels so far away and impossible. It's that the part of you also embraces the process. And what you will learn as you go along, how you will personally evolve as you progress, how you will touch people's lives in the path of moving forward, how you will make a difference. I mean, if, for example, Steve Jobs never, ever did a PDF, a personal device that you could record your little calendar stuff on, then cell phones would possibly be way off in the future. he had this purpose when he was fired by his own company because he was so difficult to work with, and went off and created something that his own company hired him back in order to be able to produce and create what he did. Just imagine that. How many years ago did a few men, three men, get together at Stanford and build a computer in their, what, in Lego pieces? And now they practically are the infrastructure of almost every country that is technologically oriented today. Yes, I'm talking about Google. That wasn't that many years ago. That was not that many years ago. Am I saying that you need to be on the top of the heap? No, but what we are saying is that it takes the beginning to get to the future. And this is your beginning. This is an opportunity for you to watch the movie, The Amazing You. It is so accessible. Go to theamazingyou.com or theamazingyoutour.com, and you will find out information about the movie, be able to order the movie for yourself, download on a computer, and see it over and over and over again. You'll be able to possibly go to one of these events. You'll be able to see what these different individuals have done. But I'm even more excited about a course that you can take online where you can listen to these interviews day after day, time after time, and soak them in until things at the very core of who you are begin to take hold, and you begin to see yourself constructively as a person who can construct what it is you want to do for yourself. As opposed to feeling like it's too far ahead of you, it's too difficult, it's too full of effort. Yes, it may be ahead of you, and it may be full of difficulty, but you can harness yourself to move forward. And let me tell you, the truth is, the moving forward is the adventure. So I would, at this point in time, love to ask Dragos Stratasanov about his adventures to the very cold lands of the Arctic, of the Antarctic, by himself, touring. Oh, my goodness. Or what it's like to go to all these different countries on very little financial backing. What is it like for him to live this life on the edge, not knowing exactly when it's going to take hold and move forward? What's that like? Scary, breathtaking, exciting, depressing? Yes, all of it. Wondering if you're doing the wrong thing? Yes. Self-doubt? Yes. Wondering if it's worthless? Yes. Wondering if there's no reason why you should put any more effort into it? Yes. And then reach into your heart as well as your conscious head and go, wow, this really matters to me. I'm going to follow this through. I'm going to keep moving forward because this really matters to me. This is really important to me. And that's a level of calling that can get you off of your couch, get you away from watching just TV. It can move you into creating your life in the next excellent state of affairs. Well, folks, it's been an awkward radio show. I'm glad you stuck with us to the end here. I'm Dr. Carol Francis. I'm a clinical psychologist. I help people every day move off of paradigms that once upon a time worked for them and do not work anymore, and figure out what paradigms are going to work for them in the future so that they can have a really enjoyable life. Sound good? You bet. Is it my calling? Yes. Is that why I did this show with Dragos Bratislanum? Yeah. So please embrace your life, embrace your dreams, and now embrace the effort and process it will take for you to help them come to fruition in one form or another. Dr. Carol Francis, I can be reached in Los Angeles, South Bay area, the beach area of the Los Angeles area. And that's at 310-543-1824 or drcarolfrancis.com. And I thank you again for bearing the technological glitches. And let's face it, that's a part of life, too. Best to you all. Take care. I can't even do the closing music. So we'll end here. Cheers. Bye.